Jeremiah? Hello?
Hi, Jeremiah. This is Nala. What's up?
Hey, okay. So, hold on. Let me pull your file up again.
You said the email I sent you?
I got it. Yeah. Okay, so... Let me see here. What did they say? Okay, so the balance that you guys had was we couldn't cover the balance and get you a better rate on it, basically, is what it came down to. I mean, I did get you approved for kind of like a Band-Aid loan. It's a smaller amount in case you guys need some cash flow, you know, to get by some materials and things of that nature. But it's not nearly what you were looking for.
That's not what I what we talked about. The reason that we want that loan is to cover that loan that is higher. So what can we do to pay off that loan?
So there's nothing now that I can get you.
What is the balance on that loan?
I calculated around 47.
Okay.
From 63 to 47. So once that gets down to about less than 30, there's a good chance we can cover the whole thing and redo it, restructure it.
Why you guys can't cover this? If we're getting 75, why can't you guys pay 47?
Because how it works is that we have to, you have to be able to cover twice as much of it. We can't just cover one side of it. It has to be twice as much. So just to make sure you guys can afford it. That's why they always make sure.
So if we get a loan from you to cover that loan, can you guys cover the rest? It makes no sense. How much loan are we approved of?
It's not like, so here's the thing. It's a different type of program, right? So the program that I was trying to get you guys approved for to cover that whole loan, I wasn't able to do that. So I got an additional program where it's like if you needed extra cash flow, it's what they call kind of like a Band-Aid loan. I can get you, it was $15,400, you know, so that money can be used for inventory. I mean, if you want, you can also use it, obviously, to put towards, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I can put that, whatever, $15,400, and then you guys, you know, you said it has to be 30 or down, right?
Right, right.
So if we cover $15,000 of the $47,000 balance, you guys can't cover the rest?
No, yeah, because that 15 would be coming from us. That's why.
Well, I can tell you it's not coming from you. Get the 15, put it in here, and then the next day I tell you, Jeremy, what can you guys do? And if I pay that 15.4, it'll bring it down to 31. You guys cannot cover that either?
No, we wouldn't be able to.
You do understand where I'm coming from. It's not
absolutely. No, I totally get what you're saying.
Saying that we have to pay part, and you guys pay part to cover the 47.
Yeah, okay. See, the thing is if you take out the 15, it'll bring it'll add to that 47. So now it brings your balance back up. Even though it's two separate types of loans, it'll bring the total of your business in debt loan ratio higher than what it's supposed to be.
You said the other day we spoke, you said almost $75,000. If you put the 47 with the 15, it's 62,000. It's not even 75. I don't get it. You said that we were going to be approved, nothing. What changed from last week to this week? What is it that changed?
Well, I didn't say specifically you'd be approved. There was a good chance. Everything looked good, you know, your numbers looked good. I think one of the biggest reasons why was the tax liens and the bankruptcy, even though it really didn't hurt. I mean, what they want to make sure is that they don't over-leverage you guys, and they don't want to put you in a position where you're not able to pay for, you know, the loan.
We're paying almost $1,000 a week for that loan.
Yeah.
We'll make you guys think that we can't pay for your monthly loan. I don't get it. Something doesn't sound right here.
It has to do with the type of loan that it is. It's a working capital loan. So... let me see, see if I can get a better way of explaining it.
I mean, about it is here, Brian, that's what I told you from the get-go. I don't want to put our paperwork, all that work getting stuff together, all our information out there. From the get-go, I was honest, straight, I sent you everything you guys wanted because I thought that it's a done deal.
Yeah.
And here you come, you know, after Friday we spoke, everything was fine. He only needed a paper, a document of some sort that he's making payment on that tax. And mm-hmm. I sent you that. Okay,
yes.
Now here comes, today you say, okay, that's why I don't want to put our business out there, our paper. You checking out everything you needed to, unless I knew for sure you could do something.
Yeah.
You know,
you
come back and say, okay, I can't do nothing. Well, why?
I mean, I felt confident.
What was the problem?
You know, it has to do with the, you know, your sales and how much you guys make, and we just weren't able.
You had all the paperwork. We made good sale.
You do. You do. I'm telling you, once this balance goes down a little bit more, we
not
still.
Not worth for me to switch mm-hmm. because I'm worried about paying all the interest rate right now.
Yeah.
If I'm going to bring it down to 30 after 17 more thousand pay, that's 17 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it going to be worth for me? They're going to come back. They told me that.
I'm looking at your guys' old loan. There's really no way to restructure that loan. And the reason why I say that is because you're paying interest, payback it is, it's a set amount. So there's
no
way.
It's not restructure that I'm looking for. They told me at any time I can pay it all in full. There is no penalty,
mm-hmm.
no interest, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was trying to do.
Right.
So
if
I'm approved $15,400, I'm going to sign tomorrow and tell you, okay, I want it. You're going to send it to me. What is your payment method? I want to know.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. On that one, it's $15,400. What is it?
Is the payback?
Let me find out. It's $20,000.
$20?
Mm-hmm.
Payback?
Yes.
That means $15,400 minus $20,020. That means interest is $4,620.
Mm-hmm.
What's the percentage rate of the interest here? You said 0.10 cents in 3 years.
I don't know what we don't do interest rates. I don't have an APR rate. It's just a total payback. Yeah.
And
but
how
see,
do we
but,
pay
but,
that back?
See, that's the thing with that program. It has to be paid back within like 6 months. So it's like $159 a day is what it comes down to Monday through Friday.
I thought you guys have monthly interest, payment with the interest.
We do have those programs. It's just with your current loan, it doesn't allow it to because it took so many options away from us from what you currently have. That was the big problem. If you would have came to us brand new, right, with no loan, I could have gotten you everything that you wanted to get, right? So my goal was to try to see if I could take care of this existing loan that you have and structure it and get you a better loan with a little bit on top. That was my goal. And with your numbers and everything looked good, right? So at the end of the day, I'm not the one who gives the approval, right? It's the bank that gives the approval. So I'm just, you know, looking at the numbers, and if it looks right, they look at it in more detail and more in depth, and then they kind of determine whether or not your business can handle it or cannot handle it based on, you know, the past history. You know, what's the risk for them? Because it's unsecured cash, right? They give you the money. I mean, I'm not saying that you guys do this, but what's to stop a business from just taking the money and running away with it? Right, there's nothing
okay,
we can do.
So now you're telling me that if I am coming to you as a brand mm-hmm. new customer, no loan mm-hmm. or nothing,
uh-huh.
I would pay daily or weekly like the other company? I didn't come to you that way. I said I want monthly with 3 years. You said 3 years payment plan at 0.10 cents. But I was very interested in that.
Yeah, that when we have that program, right? So, I mean, I don't know if you're, you know, I was hoping you can get approved for something like that. But based off, you know, what I submitted, you weren't able to be approved for that program. We do have that program.
Okay, what's wrong with us going to that program?
It has to do, I guess, with his credit. You know, his credit, that's usually for a 750 plus customer credit tier, and he was not 750, and he had a BK.
We talked about, you said, what is his credit score? I said, in almost close to 700.
Right.
You said, that's perfect.
Yeah, and as long as it was close to 700, but it wasn't. I mean, it came up to, let me see, what is his credit score here? 682, right? So, I mean, I guess it's kind of, you got to kind of figure out what do you consider close. We don't consider that very close. We consider, you know, 695 and up to be closer to 700.
Can we drop that loan with them to $30,000? What kind of loan are we going to get with you guys? Is it going to be the same thing weekly and that, or is it a three-year loan that we talked about?
The $30,000? Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about when you said we have to drop the loan from the other company down to $30,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so if it was to get dropped down to $30,000, basically what we do is we determine, okay, how much do you have left, okay? So let's say we get you approved for $75,000. We then pay off the $30,000 and you take an additional $45,000 if you need it, or you could just take the $30,000, whatever it could be.
And how then does you that... I get paid back? Is it daily, weekly, or as you told me, 3-year term? What?
Well, I can tell you right now, it won't be a 3-year term. Because, see, now I have all the information, I have all the paperwork, and I can tell you, looking at the numbers, that it won't be like that. See,
how
before...
is it going?
Huh? I'm sorry?
Give me a reason. Why am I going to switch from that company to you? Give me a reason when I drop it down to 30, like you said.
The best thing I can tell you, Nala, is that once you work with us, you don't have to worry about this going forward. You only could deal with you don't want to be jumping from banker to banker, broker to whatever.
Exactly.
You know.
That's not, why would I switch from them to you? I don't understand.
Because I can get you a better rate than what you're getting, right? I can also help with, you know, special programs, as like when you renew, you don't have rolling interest. Right, with this program that you're on, they don't give you like a forgiveness on interest if you renew it. Right, I have programs that I can do that. So our programs are based on building a relationship with the customer, and we want you guys to come back to us if you need it. Right, and we're also at that place where we don't want to put you guys in a bad situation. So we have a lot of our underwriters who have been, you know, in the business 15, 20 years that'll look at your account and determine, you know, this business is really struggling. I'm not saying your guys' business is struggling, but they'll look at businesses and say there's no way they can afford this, or if they do afford it, it'll really hurt their business and could potentially close them out.
No. Oh, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
If we drop it down to 30, again, I ask, you said you can save me interest.
Yeah.
How much are you going to be able to save me interest?
Good question. Let me see if I can get an idea.
Because I want to know if I should hold on to your file or trash it, to be honest with you.
I can appreciate your honesty. I do understand, and I understand your frustration.
Because all that, what I went through, to get you everything you needed, and I told you, you know what, Jim, I don't want our business out there. I don't want you pulling this credit report. I don't want this, I don't want that. What you put me through all last week, all I did was working with that and lost a lot of sales concentrating on what you needed. And now here comes you. It's exactly what everybody else. So don't, my advice to you, don't put anybody's hope up too high, because we don't need the money. We're fine. We're paying this. We know the procedure we're doing. We know what we're doing. We know we're paying too much. We know this. Don't come back right now and tell me, okay, you drop it down to 30, and here you come telling me more stuff. How much are you going to save me when I drop it down to 30?
Yeah, that I don't know. I can't. I don't have like a specific number.
It really is not worth it.
Yeah,
you're going to come back, withdraw from the bank weekly, and then make my loan higher again.
Yeah, I don't know right off bat, Nala. I don't have specific numbers and terms to be able to quote you, and I don't want you to quote you the wrong thing. I mean, I know when I was talking to you at first, I really try to help businesses, like I really do. That's my goal. So when you were kind of explaining to me what the numbers were, it sounded like it would make sense and that we would be able to help you. So if you would have told me...
Exactly what I told you. Nothing changed there.
Correct, correct. But I didn't know about the BK on the that he had previously in the tax liens. So that info, but that's why we, you know, get all the paperwork in and we run the credit, because then we can see the actual numbers. So that was an issue, you know, and I didn't know that up front. If I would have known that up front, it would have changed things a little bit. But the good news is that I already have the paperwork, and you don't have to go to other people. You don't have to shop around, because I'm going to get you the best deal out there possible.
That's what you said. You know what, Jeremiah? I'm sick and tired of hearing that word, because mm-hmm. exactly that's what you said, and you didn't do nothing, to be honest with you. Nothing. Well, you came back. You know what? They didn't improve you, just like I expected you would.
No, I know, and I'm sorry that it didn't come through, you know, with that. But I'm telling you, let me...
Jeremiah, Fred is talking to you.
Oh, sorry.
I'll just ask him, if you look all the paper he said and everything, why the other company prove us, why they don't prove us?
Okay, so here's the thing. When a company calls you and they tell you they got you approved, they don't have you actually approved. What it is a pre-approval, right?
So they give us the loan. The company,
that we got the loan from, he's saying.
They check all the paper you just like you did.
Uh-huh.
Taxes or something like
that. We got approved right away for the amount that you got the paper for. $47,000 is the balance, but you saw how much they gave us.
What do you mean they give us the money just like that?
Correct. Right. So if you didn't have that current existing loan, I would have been able to do something for you, right? Like, I would have been able to get you whatever amount up to $75,000, most likely, that you wanted. But the fact that they did it already first...
Why you can't just pay the other company and you take over?
It doesn't work like that. That's the thing. With these type of loans, it doesn't work like that. It's not like your traditional bank loans or like doing a credit card payment where you can just transfer balances. That's not how it works. With these working capital loans, there's strict rules and regulations on how they're being paid off and what you're allowed to do in the industry. And it's unfortunately, in this industry, we're not allowed to do that. So... The loans are based off of sales, okay? So basically,
tell you what, when you are ready, you know, when the loan drops to 30 or whatever, and you guys are ready to come back, monthly payment at 0.10%, like we spoke to you about from the get-go, are interested in doing that, maybe you find someone or another bank, whatever reason, give me a call, I'll hear you out.
Okay, I understand.
All right, but now don't call me anymore saying, okay, we can... give you please. You know what we're looking for? Because we got the loan already. We're paying for it. We know how much you're paying back. We know all that. We're not interested, but you kept telling me that you can lower it, you can do, and I specifically asked you from day one, can you do monthly with the interest rate versus weekly payment withdrawal from the bank? And he said you could try to see what you can do. When it drops to 30 and you have someone that can do that, give me a call. Other than that, take me off of your list, please.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. Now, what's going to happen is when you get closer to 30, your current, is it with Fora? Is that who you guys are with right now?
On deck,
okay. What's going to happen with On Deck is once you get to around that halfway mark, On Deck's going to come to you with a renewal option, okay? So once that happens, I know you're kind of upset right now, you can either call me, and what that means is that you're open for a different approval. All right, you hit that halfway mark, and other companies will be allowed to approve you. Okay, so when they come to you and they offer you that, keep that in mind that, Jeremiah was mentioning that now we're at the halfway mark. Maybe we can refinance it now and get a better deal.
When we get to halfway, who said they're not going to give us better deals than you?
Exactly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let me know, right? When you're getting ready to do that, just so I can make sure whether you go through me or them, you know, like I said, as long as you guys get the better deal, as long as you know, I don't mind helping you out to determine whether or not you're going to get the best deal.
Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry I couldn't help you out, but if you do need that extra Band-Aid loan reason, just
we don't need it. I mean, we're fine. We're
no,
fine.
I know, but I'm just, you know, if there's anything else I can do to help, just let me know, please.
Sure, I will definitely do it. But like I said again, if you find banks that are willing to do the 3-year monthly with the low interest rate, if you find anybody, we're very interested. So.
Okay. But to be upfront with you guys, there's no way with the credit history and the credit score where it's at, no one's going to be able to approve you for the 3 years. It's just not possible at an unsecured loan. It just won't happen.
Even for a lower rate, a year, as long as it's monthly payment, instead of spending $10 a week, I'd rather $3,000 a month. Even for a lower term, lower interest, we'll pay it. No problem.
Okay.
All right?
I will be on the lookout for that, Nala.
Thanks, Jeremiah.
All right.
Have a good week.
Bye. You too. Bye.